Like many Episcopal churches, here at the cathedral, we use a children's program that's called Godly Play. It was created by a wonderful Episcopal priest. And Godly Play is a very reverent and yet child-focused, age-appropriate way of teaching the Bible stories and the sacraments. It's a wonderful program that we cherish here. At the heart of Godly Play is wondering. The storyteller presents a story such as this Christmas story to children and then asks a series of wondering questions. For example, I wonder what part of this story is about you. Or, and this is the most philosophical question that they ask children, I wonder what part of the story that we could leave out and still have all the story that we need. John, the evangelist, the author of the fourth gospel, for whom this cathedral is named, leaves out a lot of the Christmas story. Much of the popular imagination, much of what I love about Christmas is this creche below the pulpit. That's what we think about. I think most of us think about when we imagine Christmas. John leaves out all of it. There's no angel. There's no heavenly chorus. There are no shepherds. There's no camel. Last night, the camel, when we received communion today on the floor, last night the creche was in the middle of the carpet. We served communion just on the other side of it. And Deacon Jack, this was his first Christmas Eve at the cathedral, and I had to warn him as he was giving people communion, there was a camel nipping at his heel. All of it's gone. All of it's cleared in John's gospel. Joseph is nowhere to be seen. Mary is not even mentioned. And there's not even an infant. Instead, what John gives us as the Christmas message is simply this: and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Flesh here is a fascinating and rich word. It literally means all of human nature, all flesh and blood, every single person who ever has existed or ever will exist. Somehow this Word of God, this presence of God, is echoing in all of human flesh, in all of our hearts and souls. And that, for John, is what Christmas is all about. The meaning of it, for John, is that the light, that is God's presence, shines in everyone. My favorite part of Christmas is the creche, but I always love Christmas morning here at the cathedral when we read this gospel, because I think what John does is takes us to the outermost edges of the creche scene, the outermost edges of the manger scene, where you and I stand or kneel. And what John invites us to imagine in the most powerful and personal way is Christ being born in each of us. It was a great 14th century preacher and member of the Dominican order named Meister Eckhart. And our Eckhart is a beloved mystic in the Christian tradition, and he was a wonderful preacher. Back then in the medieval period, most sermons were in Latin. Most of the liturgy was in Latin. There were a few exceptions to that. Germany in the 14th century, for some reason, actually was. And Meister Eckhart, although he preached a lot in Latin, he loved to preach sermons in German at just simple parish churches. And his sermons are just lovely. And once on a Christmas morning service, just like this, Meister Eckhart preached a lovely Christmas Day homily. You can still find it online in a couple of the Penguin Press books about Eckhart. I commend it to you. But more importantly, here's what Eckhart said about Christmas. He says, basically, what matters the most is not that Christ was born centuries ago. What matters most is that Christ is born in me and in you. That's what matters. And I think that's the profound invitation of John chapter 1, John's retelling of the Christmas story from the outermost edges of the manger or the creche. Right now, we'll have just a brief moment of silence before the creed. And during this silence, I invite you to wonder and to think about the way in which Christ is being born in your own soul, in your own life, in the very details of your life, and in the people around you whom you hold most dear.